I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate, June 8th. The rings of Saturn are among the most beautiful features in the solar system. They're wide enough to span the distance between Earth and the Moon, and they're made of bits of ice and dust, like tiny moonlets orbiting the giant planet. The first person to propose that idea was Giovanni Cassini, who was born 400 years ago today. He worked in several fields, from astrology to engineering. But Cassini's greatest love was astronomy. He became director of the Paris Observatory and studied the Moon and planets, especially Saturn. He discovered four of its moons, plus a dark gap between its two most prominent rings. That gap was named the Cassini Division in his honor. Although it looks empty, the gap contains a smattering of dark particles. It probably was mostly cleared out by a small moon that orbits inside the gap. Its gravity pushes ring particles away. A study a few years ago said the gap could have started much smaller than it is today. Over the past few million years, the Moon moved closer to Saturn, clearing a wider region. But now it's moving away from Saturn, so the Cassini division could close up in about 40 million years. Saturn is in the southeast at dawn and looks like a bright star. We're viewing the rings almost edge on, so there's not much to see even through large telescopes. But the view will improve over the coming months, revealing both the rings and the dark divide between them. We have more skywatching tips and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.